When I was still pretty young, 6 or 7 or so, I remember my older brother, my older cousin, went with my dad and his brother, some call him Father Dan, and we went on a boys trip for the day. Went on this man trip to Worlds of Fun, just a little day trip up there, and it was the first time, right when we get there, that they decided we were going to tackle the Orient Express. Remember the Orient Express, right? Let's just say I had a little trepidation, all right? I was still a little too young, I think. And I did not want to do the Orient Express. And so, but there was nowhere for me to run. There was no mother's cover for me to hide from. My dad's the type of guy that, you know, taught us how to swim by just throwing us into the deep end and saying, kick your legs more, right? Is that kind of guy. And so I remember Dad pulling me aside and him just going, how much money do you have in your pocket? And all my money, $5, right? I got $5. He goes, I tell you what, I bet you all that $5 that you'll be just fine. I'll be right by your side. He goes, at the end of it, you'll be glad you did it. So I rode the Orient Express. And as we were walking off, I remember Dad reaching out just to take my hand and make sure we got to the next place safely. And I didn't want to show my brothers and my cousins, so I took that $5. I just placed it in his palm as I held his hand. My dad just laughed. I remember never forget his laugh as he won that bet. And I'll never forget that feeling of how scared I was to go on that stupid roller coaster. But knowing that by my dad's side, I was going to be okay. And then the exhilaration of the moment, and now I love roller coasters, right? I love it, everything about it. But I had to trust in that moment. And when I hear this gospel, when I hear these readings, the Heavenly Father calls us to an even greater roller coaster of life. And he says the same thing. Trust in me. Trust in me that I am by your side. That I know exactly what is best for you, and I will give you the exhilaration of a lifetime. And there are so many times that we have that same feeling of fear, of trepidation, that we say, I don't want to do that, Lord. And that's why he says, but how much do you love me? You have to love me more than anything else. Because everything of this world is fleeting. And I will show you something greater. And so what I need from you is complete and total trust. That's the cost of my discipleship. Everything in your pocket, right? That's the cost of my love. Put your complete and total trust in me. Hold nothing back from me. And I will give you everything and more than you can ever imagine. And that's tough. Because we look at this world around us and we face the sickness and the darkness and the death. We say, Lord, no, the cross is too heavy for me to carry. I can't do it. There are times when we fall on our knees and we say, Lord, let me off this ride. I don't want it anymore. And he says, I am with you. It's okay. Let's keep going. Just wait till you see what's on the next bend. We come to God today and we say, Lord, there are those times that we can't think we have any more to trust, any more to love. And instead we have to say, once again, just let me open up to you. Let me be willing to give you everything that I am. Let me love you more than anything else on this earth. Because if I'm able to give you everything, then I can't even imagine what you have yet to show me. Amen.